Today is July 1st. We are starting the Stratton School Board meeting. It is now 6:16, at least on my watch.
All right. So the first thing that's come up is modifications to the agenda. We are going to consider signing, or I guess present is Bob Tebow, Melissa Walker, Devin Marcucci, Allison, what's your last name?
Peterson.
Peterson, I knew that, and Joe Frigo. And so we're going to consider modifications to the agenda, and consider signing the audit engagement letter. Do we can sign it? Okay. Anything else
I
there?
nope.
Okay. Next thing up is to approve the minutes from May 13th, 2025. Motion to approve.
So move. Second.
Okay. So. Alrighty. Next up is to review the tuition policy with Bob Evo.
Quick thing. So
Yeah.
you did a motion a second, but you didn't actually vote on it.
Oh.
So you have to actually hold a vote to all in
Gotcha.
favor.
Gotcha.
And as long as you have a majority of people who are in favor, then you should be good to go. But you do need to hold a vote.
Okay. All in favor say aye.
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 There you go.
Aye. Okay.
Approved.
Yeah.
Motion
So
approved.
motion approved. The next thing on the agenda is to review the tuition policy with Bob Tebow.
Yeah, so I brought it with me. I'm not exactly sure if there was a specific issue or something people wanted to talk about, or it's just like, hey, we should review this. It's been a while, we want to talk about it, or was there something that came up out of it? It's been the policy you guys have had, looks like since 2022. So I'm not sure
Maybe
what the
that was something that might have come down from like the board of school boards, like the
No, so
organization.
tuition policy is not even a required policy. This is something
Oh.
you guys have in addition because you're a tuition district,
Yeah.
obviously. And you should have a policy that guides it. So I don't know. Has there been an issue with payments or anything else that you know of? Or
No,
no?
not at
Okay.
all.
So it might just be that she just wanted to kind of recycle through the policies just to kind of review it to see if there was anything that we wanted to look at for changing.
The
Okay.
only thing that I can think of, which isn't necessarily directly tied to this, but your residency affidavit, there's a requirement that folks file a homestead declaration if they own property in town. And I think in the past we've run into the issue that if they don't file, it doesn't mean that you can't pay tuition. So I think there was talk about maybe removing that piece from that policy, but.
Well, that's actually a different policy. That's not the tuition policy. That's the residency policy.
Right, so
So it's even a
that
different
was the
policy. So
only
like,
policy that I heard any discussion
okay.
about.
So I think it's fine to move on. I don't know what that
Yeah, I think
may
if something comes up and
regarded.
you guys are like, yeah, actually we figured out why that was brought up, then we can revisit for sure.
Okay.
Once you guys are reorganized and figure out how you want to move forward, policy is something that awesome to put it up. So we should kind of spend some time just making sure our I's are dotted and T's are crossed. Summer and into the fall is a good time to do that before budget season. So,
Awesome. All right.
Walker.
Thanks, Bob.
Absolutely.
Okay, next up is to consider the resignation of Allison Young, the former board chair, and set a possible reorganization date. So we should take a, I suppose we take a vote on that to consider the resignation.
Yeah, I mean, you have to motion to accept the resignation. That's
Okay.
step one.
So I'd like to make a motion to accept the resignation of Allison Young.
I second. Second.
Okay. So
Yes.
motion Joe.
All right, so he, yeah.
Devin second. So all in favor of the resignation of Allison Young, say aye.
Okay.
Aye. Okay. And we should set a reorganization date, which has to be within 30 days, I suppose. So if
So
I heard that.
you're supposed to, by statute, have a replacement board member in 30 days. I don't know if you guys even know if you have people who are interested at this point or whether you've done any outreach. So there's different ways to do outreach. The VSBA website has like even structured social media things you could blast out and things like that. I mean, I'm sure you have a town email. You can just send something out and be like, hey, we have a vacancy, who wants it? Just for clarification on that, just so you guys know what you'd be advertising for, her term goes until 2028. But what you're actually doing is you're filling, you would be appointing someone who's interested to fill out until your next school district meeting. So, you know,
Right until
town meeting day or
March.
whatever. And then at that meeting, you'd be having people petition or doing it from the floor. That's what you guys do to fill it through the end of 2028. But you wouldn't want to change, like, you would continue that 3-year cycle. So that's how you do it. So you're looking, so someone who you're looking for now would be, hey, if you want to test drive this until March, see what it's like, and then you can decide if you want to run. That'd be the kind of a logic to get someone to do that at this time. There have been times where boards can't find people. It happens. The law says you have to name someone within 30 days, but like if you don't have a candidate, you don't have a candidate. We can also put, once you guys reorganize and figure out who's chairing or which of you are going to jointly chair, we can get in touch with the VSBA to get some help and advice from them as well if you guys want to see what they think about the situation. But that's kind of the process. So you're looking for someone to fill through March, and then you'd be filling for the rest of the 3-year term at that point.
Okay.
2 years.
That's
Probably
helpful.
a town email would be the best to
Right.
start. Because we don't
So
really have like a social media page on. town email is actually the list that Allison has created that she sends out. We don't actually keep emails on file here.
Do
Everything
we
is
have
set
access
up.
to that, do you know?
She says
I
it's
think she hears.
provided it in the.
She says, I have the Stratton School Board at Gmail account, which can be made available to you. It
Okay.
holds our policies, contact list, and other
Okay.
documents you may need.
Yeah, if you
Yeah,
want to call
password log into that, and then you would have that list probably.
it. Okay. I mean, I'm happy to draft something for you guys to review so that we could send out to that contact list to at least get the ball rolling for
Okay.
that.
And I'll start like a email thread
Okay.
and then like write down some of these things that Bob was just talking about too.
Yeah.
And then you could follow up on
Yeah.
that thread with the with what you were gonna write
Yeah.
for the posting. And
Yeah.
then we can go from there. And then maybe Allison
Perfect.
can give us the Gmail.
And then once we all agree on what we should write up, then we can send it out to whoever's on there.
Cool.
So if you get one person, then that's
Yeah.
great. You have a person and you guys would basically vote, the remaining members would vote majority to appoint that person for the rest of that term. If you get multiple people interested, then you guys can actually hold like a little interview in a board meeting
Oh.
and ask them questions, and then you can appoint whichever one you choose.
Okay.
So in the event that you get multiple people interested, you get to pick who they are.
Nice.
So I just know that, and if you don't get anybody, we can address that in 30 days.
Okay. And then thinking about the co-chair model, that's something that hasn't existed
I've never
previously.
seen it. I've
So,
served on a town board in my hometown for 8 years, and I've obviously seen all the boards here for multiple years. So I've never seen it. But it's an easy email for me to email Debbie Singleser, Singles, I forget how to pronounce her last name, Singleser, the
okay.
board services rep for VSBA. I can just shoot her an email tomorrow. I can CC you guys on it.
Yeah, that'd be
If
great.
hey,
Yeah.
what do you suggest? Is it something that is okay? Then you guys can punt it to your next meeting.
Yeah, because as long as, go
Then
ahead.
we can divide some of the stuff and not one person is taking on right. All the role,
Yeah,
basically.
that seems to make more
And the other
sense.
piece is, I will mention this, that if there is the agenda building, like she's been doing this for a long time, so she just does it. And like the Marlboro board chair, he just does it on his own. But the River Valley's board chair and the West River board chair and Wyndham for a time, it's another story. We work jointly to develop that. Like Sue and I do that in my office. We have a quick Zoom. What do you need on it? We actually create it, send it out to you guys. And so we can provide more help than what we're providing now. We do that for other districts as well. But that's what
Okay.
you guys need.
Yeah.
At
Allison
least
definitely just took on a lot.
even in the interim, we're happy
But
to help with that as well.
okay,
Okay.
cool.
So,
Thank
I don't
you.
know if the Zoom account is through Allison's Wyndham Central email or not. Like, I don't know if that's a
It's through
paid
the town. We have
to
a
the town
town
account.
Zoom
Okay.
account, and that's the one she's used. Okay.
And so we could just, I mean, it's the same link every time. So
Yeah.
we just cut and paste the info and put it on there. So we can create an agenda, no problem, and
Okay.
work with you guys to implement
Okay.
that.
So then I
Yeah.
guess you two would then, as co-chairs, be the ones in, with access to the Gmail account for the school board. like separate from your private ones, like the one,
Great.
this one.
Yeah, as long as
Okay.
I could log into it for
Great.
sure. Yeah. And then, as I think I stated it publicly in the last meeting, but I took a new role as a dean of students at the Stratton Mountain School. So I won't be participating in any residency hearings related to students trying to attend the Stratton Mountain School.
It's a good thing for you, though. Good job.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Love
Okay. So now are we good to move on to number five? And item number five.
Yeah.
So we
Or
are.
wait, I guess, do we have to
Okay.
set a date for anything? I mean, or we just
Oh, yeah.
reconnect in
So
20 days?
you're
Let's
standing
see.
up being the first Tuesday of August for the next one.
This should be
That's
August
your I'll be
5th.
here.
August 5th. So that's, I mean, again, the 30-day thing is like not really enforceable.
Yeah.
But so whatever you set your next meeting for is probably fine. And
Okay.
that gives the town people, especially the summer, a month to really plus to
Yeah.
kind of figure it out.
Yeah,
So
I
yeah.
think that's fine.
But you're technically a 5-member board still, right? So they need 3 people at each meeting for a
Correct.
quorum. So
Correct.
if 2 of you are not available,
Right. Absolutely.
right? So
I
we
mean,
could, yeah, we could always Zoom or something too, right? That would still count. So
yep. You have to
yeah,
hold
that's a good
in-person
point.
location and hybrid, but you have to have at least a space provided in
Yep.
person.
So we have to have a hybrid
Yeah,
situation.
that's a new thing. Yeah, and you
Yeah.
have to have recordings posted. I can walk you through that. I was prepared to do that for all the August meetings because a lot of boards don't meet in July.
Yeah.
But because you guys didn't meet in June, I guess that was
And
part
I'm
of it. Yeah.
recognizing now that I forgot to turn the camera on. She didn't have the camera on.
Yeah.
Is that a
I
problem?
think that's fine. I think
Okay.
that's.
You're
I'm thinking you'd kick it to like the 12th, or is that.
I think we should just go for the 5th if we have
The
the
17th,
opportunity.
but can Kelly come? Well, I mean, I could always zoom in if I had to. I'm just, we're on vacation,
Oh,
so
yeah.
we're not
Well,
doing
that kind of
anything.
stinks.
Okay. Yeah.
All right. So that's.
I would prefer not to if Kelly can
Yeah.
zoom in.
Right. Yeah.
Um,
They might appoint you something if
but
it. Don't.
I could attend
Not
if
me.
I had to.
I'll be around the
Yeah,
5th.
please don't.
Okay.
Yeah.
We're not
Don't
meeting
do
until the
fancy.
9th.
Okay. Cool.
No,
All right.
keep it that way.
So
All right.
we'll schedule the next meeting for August 5th at 6:15.
And in the meantime, do you want me to connect with one of you guys on the agenda prep? You want support with that in the meantime, or do you want to
I
talk
mean,
about it?
I can't imagine that it's gonna be, I guess there's gonna be some parts of it.
Yeah, if something pops for like residency stuff, I would let you know that.
Okay.
But probably it means pay orders, correspondence, and that's like there, unless there's something else that's jumping, that's really all you have.
Okay.
And then I guess the other thing, I guess we might need refresher on is like the process for residency hearings, because I know Allison has a whole thing with Lorraine, and like who sends the, like
Yep.
who did she forward the email to
So, yeah.
first? Does
Right.
it go to you?
Well,
Does it go to
Lorraine, yeah,
Lorraine?
Lorraine gives it to Candy, who sends it to me. And
Okay.
then
But it
I've
comes from Allison to Lorraine. so like do they Sometimes
just
do
do
they
they submit
technically
it
bring
here,
the
right?
packets here or email them to somebody in the office that has
Okay.
office hours?
Okay.
Can we let Lorraine know that, hey, there's a new residency application? She comes and gets it, does what she does, brings it back with her recommendation for Bob, who then reviews it and sends out the official.
Peter or
So,
something.
cool.
Just
Just
wait
want to make
to
sure. Wait and see.
ask. Yeah.
Be involved unless there's an appeal.
Correct.
Okay.
Like I
Okay.
approved, there was one that came in today or yesterday, I guess. I approved it today and
Okay.
it
That's it.
seemed legit. So,
Okay.
okay.
Perfect. I think that's the only other question
When is the next WCSU meeting and where?
Okay. So there's two parts to that question. The next full board meeting is not until, I want to say, even maybe October,
Okay.
which is the retreat. It's
Okay.
an evening, full evening of fun and food.
Okay.
But there's also the second part is that the chairs also serve on the executive committee. And we meet via Zoom. You can come in person to my office, but I do it from my office, so everyone gets to be on Zoom monthly.
Okay.
And so we do have one scheduled coming up. Let me see, July 17th, but I have to move it because my wife is going to procedure that morning. So that will end up getting moved. So if I just know who I'm including on the email to pick a date with,
That will be
like
me.
pick with you, okay. So I can do that. And then we'll pick a new date. But yeah, that's like monthly. And those are less than an hour. They do a report out of each of the districts. And then we talk about any staffing issues with the SU or anything else that's sort of growing.
Okay.
The new legislation certainly is going to be signed today, so that's going to be up for some conversation, I'm sure. And you guys have been curious about some of the ramifications of all this as well. And but yeah, that's it. But yeah, that's the other piece of it. So
Great. Thanks,
otherwise
Bob.
not till October.
Okay. So should we, do we need to vote on reviewing and approving an order?
Well, I think that you all already signed it, so say
Yeah, you
it's
normally we
okay.
still have motions and votes for the record, because the auditors do like to see that in the
Okay.
minutes.
So vote for, okay, so motion to approve the order
The amount of.
for the amount of $49,487.
So moved.
Second.
Do I have to second that?
Nah, it's all right. All right. Are all in favor of approving the order, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Okay. Are there any correspondences to review?
I don't have anything.
Okay. And any other business to legally come before the board today?
Not the
No.
lawyer. I would just give just a brief, like the, you know, you guys have been following this probably, but the next steps on the transformation bill is that they're creating these line drawing task forces, and that's sort of,
For the redistricting.
yeah, and that will be sort of the next big thing.
Do we know who's on those? Like,
I don't
I
think they've inked
strongly
them
want to
yet,
try
but
to make sure that Stratton, at least on more than one, would be going towards that direction. You know, like, because if there's
I
one
think,
that goes that way and there's two
yeah.
that bring us that way, that doesn't help us because
Right.
we have
Yeah,
a small
I
chance.
think what I've been hearing from, so the, some of the districts in the SU are part of that Rural School Alliance group. I don't know if you've heard of them or not, but Dan MacArthur, who's the Marlboro chair, is one of the steering committee member of that. And so he brought it around to the SU board, which joined, and River Valley joined, and Marlboro joined. At any rate, that group has an email blast that I'm unfortunately a part of because of everything in email. But you learn a lot about what's going on, which is cool. What they're saying is that boards can take a position on that and have a, you know, a motion that they put in minutes, and then they could send it to those members once they've been identified. And then they could, yeah, it's not binding by them on obviously, but it's at least you can let people know what you would want. And so if that's what you guys would want to do, which is what you had talked about before, my suggestion would be write up something formal. I might be able to even get your language from their emails. Do it as a motion, have it warned the whole nine yards, and then do it publicly, whatever, vote. And then by then, August, we'll know who the people are, and just we'll just get it out to them.
Perfect. If you
Cool.
can give me some
Yep.
of that information, that would be
Yep.
great.
All
And
right, I'll make
I'll
a, I'll put it on the agenda
let you
to make a
know. That's
motion
a good
for
idea.
that. Okay. Thank you, Bob.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Do I make a motion to adjourn? Okay.
You do.
Motion to adjourn the school board meeting on July 1st, 2025 at 6:34 p.m.
Yes. I moved my second.
Second,
You
I feel like
recommended
you
the
said
five
second.
first, wasn't it?
Yes,
Yes,
second.
second. Yes. So it's
All in
second.
favor, say
All in favor,
aye.
say aye. You guys should know this kind of aye.
Aye.
So my email for this is still M.